Hello, everyone. I am so excited to come on today. I don't have anything like majorly deep to share with you today, but I did want to just take a moment to just encourage everyone that does tune in and listen, whether you come in and drop back out or come in or you've been there for the long haul throughout the years of me kind of sporadically putting podcasts on. I just want to encourage you all to just not to give up, not to give up on the things that push you to do better. Sometimes we focus on the end result more than we focus on the journey, and sometimes we miss the glory and the grace and the blessing in the journey. So I just say, like, don't give up on what you're doing. Don't allow yourself to be discouraged by, what you see. Don't let your vision, that which is in front of you, blind you from your vision, that which is in your heart, in your mind, and in your destiny. Allow yourself to see past what you physically see to what your mental and your heart, your gut is telling you that you can have and where you can succeed. I'm so grateful. I plan to continue to increase my podcast. I could plan to continue to bring other individuals on the podcast and continue to grow this thing and put more effort into it in 2022 into 2023. Business in other areas has really been growing and flourishing. And so I feel like it's time. I feel like I've spoken to you all about allowing yourselves to be aligned correctly so that you can know exactly when it's time to make certain moves and have certain decisions, whether it's to change something, to bow out of something gracefully, or to start something new. And so I think that it's so important that we get ourselves grounded spiritually, that we find ourselves in a place of peace and contentment where we are, align ourselves with the energy that is positive, that we know allows us to flourish and grow within ourselves. If we do that, then I believe that you'll know exactly what moves to make and when to make them. A lot of times we doubt ourselves. We doubt, that voice in our head that's telling us either don't do it or do it, or we have find ourselves confused a lot of the times about life and the different decisions that we're making. And I just think that it's important that we begin to really focus on meditation, focus on disciplining our minds to be able to control the thoughts, to tell our mind what to think, to tell our mind how to react, and not necessarily to just have a knee-jerk reaction because that's what we're accustomed to doing. If we want something different, we cannot continue to do the same things. We have to get out of the box. We have to detox ourselves from those things that we used to do that were not productive or even that are over and done for us. There's a season for everything in our lives, and some things are over. Some things have been over for a while, and we just keep holding on to them or trying to continue to resuscitate them, but we can't. Because it's done. It served its purpose for the season that it needed to serve and the time that it needed to serve it. But now we're in a position where we need to look forward to growing. And in that growing, we need to enjoy the journey. I believe that you will get there a lot quicker if you enjoy exactly where you are each step of the way. Don't ever forget how you feel in the moment, because how you feel in the moment is going to attract more. So if you're happy and you're at peace and you're content with where you are and you're happy and looking forward to the things that are to come and you're positive about it, that's going to continue to attract that positivity. That's going to continue to attract those thoughts, that energy, which is thoughts, that vibe, that popular word now, is going to continue to allow your frequencies to be high. And then you'll have the ability to attract more of that. And that's where you get the success at the end of the journey. So the journey itself is so very important. If you don't see yourself going in the right direction, or things are beginning to fall wayside, or go left and you're trying to go right, then reevaluate your alignment, reevaluate where you are right now, and are you really content and happy and at peace with the journey, with the process? Some of us don't like the process. We want to get right the gift at the end, but you can't get to the gift if you don't go through the process. And if you don't go through the process in a positive, aligned, high energy, high frequency way, you'll never get the gift. So everything counts on today. Past doesn't matter. We learn from that and we move on. The future isn't going to be if we don't align ourselves today. Everything lies on right now. So I say to you again, and what I'll leave you with today is to enjoy the journey, enjoy the peace, enjoy the process, embrace it. And while you're embracing it, know that you're going to get exactly what you desire, what you deserve. Know that you do deserve great. You do deserve a great life. You deserve to be happy no matter what has happened in your past, no matter what you've done or no matter what someone else has done. Find peace. Forgive yourself. Forgive others. And move on. It's that easy. It is that easy. We make it harder than it is. And so I say to you, go in peace. Enjoy your life. Enjoy your day. Enjoy each moment. Love someone. Support people. And you will find support. Karma is not always bad. Karma is good. You can sow good seed and receive good seed in return. So be blessed and go in peace. Love you all.